to me, it's massive. I'm fortunate that I'm working in a country that's steeped in tradition in rugby, but it's at a very pivotal moment that we're very aware of, myself and Sergio, in its future. And just like with my Irish hat on, Munster beating the All Blacks in 78 is something that's always spoken about. I think that game, you know, the following week showed how much we have to learn, and we know we have to learn, but we also then, against South Africa, showed the potential the team has if it plays with the intensity and passion and will, and also the crowd that day were something quite spectacular to behold. They really were. And you give people something to cling on to. You give people hope. You give them a match that they go and can believe in. It's not mythical. It's there. And the people and the heroes who did it were on the pitch. So they're people to look up to. And that will inspire, hopefully, future young generations. But we're for the here and now as well. So. Just an unbelievable work ethic, physicality, and you should never be afraid. I was thinking the other day when I was out for a silly little run, and you know the great Italian football teams were based on incredible defence, and then that you had Roberto Baggio or Paolo Rossi or Salvatore Schillaci, you had magic. You get that balance, and we need to be unbelievably difficult to play against, but then with the likes of the man on my left and a number of other players and people we developed through the system have the magic to actually do something when it counts as well. And maybe this year he'll drop a goal as opposed to and win us the match, because I'm still encouraging him to have a go. So we want to be hard to play against, really hard, and that's our goal. Be difficult to play against, more competitive, go to the World Cup and be a team in that pool that everyone looks at and goes, oh, don't want to play Italy, and see where we get to, a bit like the Argentina team that beat us in 99, and then in behind hopefully have a pathway for the future younger generations, because there's bucket loads of good players and good young players, and we need to have a system to encourage them.